Today's scripture reading is Luke 19, 1 through 10. He entered Jericho and was passing through it. A man was there named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was rich. He was trying to see who Jesus was, but on account of the crowd he could not, because he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree to see him, but because he was going to pass that way. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today." So he hurried down and was happy to welcome him. All who saw it began to grumble and said, "He has gone to be the guest of one who is a sinner." Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Look, half of my possessions, Lord, I will give to the poor. And if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will pay back four times as much." Then Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because he too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek out and to save the lost."
What is the sycamore tree that we need to climb to see Jesus over the crowd? I mean, Zacchaeus had his sycamore tree, but what is our sycamore tree that we need to climb? Because let's face it, the crowds back then have not changed that much from the crowds now, right? Back then, the crowds thought Jesus didn't care about children and didn't care about the ill and didn't care about women. They were always trying to keep these people away from him. Is it really changed now? As a culture, do we really believe that Jesus cares about if we did, what would the world look like? The crowd back then thought that Jesus' life was worthless, right? I mean, they were the part of the ones that were calling for him to die. Has that changed so much right now? Are we all so convinced, or is the crowd so convinced that Jesus' life is meaningful? And if we were convinced, what would the world look like? So what is the sycamore tree that you need to climb, or that I need to climb, so that we might catch a sight of Jesus? Is that sycamore tree perhaps a person that we know whose faith is just so strong and so moving that when we interact with them, it just fills us with a sense of God's grace? Is that our sycamore tree? Is our sycamore tree the Bible? Is that the tree? Is it the Gospels? Is it the letters of Paul, for example, that we can climb onto and climb up into and be sheltered and be given a vantage point on who Jesus is?
Conversely, what is the tree that we need to climb down from to welcome Jesus into our house? There's a tree that we need to climb up, right, so that we can see Jesus, so that we can see Jesus over the crowd. But there's also a tree that we need to climb down from so that we can welcome him into our house and into our life. What is that tree? You know, Jesus is the Son of Man, right? He is the Good Shepherd, the Seeker. He is the person who is out there looking for us. But as this passage makes clear, he's also the person who is passing through. And he's looking for us to act today, not tomorrow, not next week. So what is the tree that we need to hurry to come down from in order to be able to invite Jesus into our house? Is that tree some stuck place that we have in our life? Some place that we focus on, that we pick away at, we all have places in our lives where we're stuck and where we're not welcoming Jesus into. It's time for us. I think part of what this scripture is saying to us today is come down from that stuck place, come down from that tree and welcome him into your life. Because you know what? He's passing through and he wants you to take action today. He has gone to be the guest of one who is a sinner. You know, wouldn't it be nice if God only taught us through kind and gentle people? Wouldn't that be nice? unfortunately, I have read the Old Testament, and I'm aware that God does not just teach us through kind and gentle people. Sometimes God teaches us through plagues and pestilence and the enemies from the north, right? Well, in today's passage, Zacchaeus is being asked to stand still and to listen to some grumblers who, guess what, actually have a pretty good thing to say. It would be nice if God always came to us as the gentle teacher, but he doesn't always. Who are the grumblers in our lives that we need to stand there and listen to gain insight into our behavior? Who are the cynics? Who are the critics? Who are the people who push back on us? Who are the opponents who nevertheless might have a word for us? Like the grumblers of today's passage had for Zacchaeus. Finally, what are the decisions that we need to make with our possessions to experience salvation coming to this house today? Who are the poor that we need to share with? Who are the defrauded that we need to pay back? Who are the people that we need to share with? I have a quick video that I want to show you for us to think a little bit about this. Actually, we play the video.
Loneliness is a growing problem around the world. The Minister of Loneliness is now an official part of the Prime Minister's cabinet in Great Britain. Among elderly men living alone in Japan, 15% speak to one person or fewer every 2 weeks. People who study societal trends have been surprised at the percentage of people reporting feelings of loneliness. It's almost 50% of American adults. They've also been surprised that loneliness is not just something associated with a particular age. Researchers have found that loneliness in the American context is peaking at 3 points, the late 20s, the mid-50s, and then again during the 80s. Another issue facing many people in the contemporary world is the loss of a sense of purpose. It's not so easy anymore for people to experience a sense of calling in the workplace, for example. Many people, almost 57 million, are part of the gig economy in the United States, working on their own as independent contractors, often in the service industries, where it's hard to build connections with customers or one's fellow workers. Finally, there's how divided we are from one another, by the news we consume, the communities in which we live, even the ways we decorate our bodies. Into this world comes the church, a place where people can find a family when they feel alone, a place where people can discover their purpose in life, a place where people can see the world differently, oftentimes very differently, and yet remain bound together by a common love, Jesus, and a common book, the Bible. Join us this stewardship season in our mission to love God, love people, and serve.
What are the decisions that we need to make in our lives regarding our possessions to experience salvation coming to this house? Who are our poor? Who are our defrauded? I think they are the lonely. I think they are the young people who are lost and don't know what the purpose of their life is. I think this congregation is called to be a place where a divided world can come together as one, believing in Christ together, reading Scripture together. You know, this is a rich and meaningful day today in this church. Based on Zacchaeus, we are being given the chance to ponder such important questions. Can we see who Jesus is? And if not, what do we need to do to be able to see him? Can we see him? Do we know him? And if not, what do we need to do? What tree do we need to climb in order to catch a glimpse of him? Is there as much hurry in our spiritual lives as there is in our daily lives? So much of this passage is about hurrying, right? Well, is there as much hurry in our spiritual lives as in our daily lives? And if not, why not? What might it mean to us to be able to stand still long enough in the face of life's grumblers to allow defensiveness to subside and discernment to begin. Is there anybody here who doesn't have somebody who maybe has a little bit of critical stuff to say about them? Great, I would actually believe that.
My fourfold, my family, and I'm the only one who survived.
Okay, well, I can believe that about you, Randy. It would be very hard to be critical of you. But I think for many of us, we do know there is somebody who does not necessarily see us the way we expect God to see us. Can we let that defensiveness go long enough so that we can begin to listen to them? I had a boss who once said to me, anytime I was in conflict with someone, he said to me, "And how did you let that happen?" And that changed the way that I understood the concept. And it opened my heart to being able to listen to people who might see things differently than myself. And finally, who are the poor and defrauded this church is being called to serve, and through this service to experience rescue, healing, and salvation? I mean, I love the fact that Zacchaeus stands there, and what he says to the Lord. And it is at that moment when he really accepts that he has a responsibility to other people, and not in an abstract way, but financially. It's in that moment that Jesus says, "Today, salvation has come to this house, because he too is the son of Abraham." This is a joyful day today in this church, a day when we are being called upon, when we are being invited to care for other people with the gifts that God has given us. In the name of God.